Welcome to Torati Mecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. I'm Rechama Welcher, and today we're going to be studying Mishlei Perek Chof Aleph, Chapter 21. Before we start learning the Perek, I'd just like to put it into context a bit. So this was recorded early in July. It was a few days after the ceasefire with Iran was declared, and we're still trying to ascertain what was the impact of the bombing on the nuclear sites, how much did this set them back in their nuclear program. And we're also still in the middle of hostage talks. So the topics that we're going to discuss in this perek, they feel particularly big in context of the events of the past few weeks. And I really sincerely hope that by the time this podcast airs, my specific intentions while recording it will have changed completely. But the message is relevant for all time. So let's read Pasuk Aleph of Perek Chof Aleph. And in the first pasuk, Shlomo HaMelech discusses how the actions and the desires of kings are in the hands of Hashem. Palgei Mayim Lev Melech Biyad Hashem. Like streams of water is the king's heart in the hands of Hashem. Al Kol HaSheyach Poitz Yatenu. He directs it wherever he wishes, he as in wherever Hashem wishes. Sometimes we put our confidence in a certain ruler or a certain leader. We put our confidence in their reliability for the economy or in their stance towards Israel, in their promises for peace, or in their general policies. But the Metzuda explains that just as one can control the direction of the streams of water by digging canals and by digging irrigation systems, we can control exactly where the water flows. We can make it flow exactly where we want it to flow. In the same way, he says, the hearts of kings are entirely controlled by Hashem. He directs their wishes and he directs their plans exactly according to his master plan. This has nothing to do with the ruler. This has nothing to do with the leader. This only has everything to do with Hashem's plan. And this is different, say the Malbim and the Alshich, to wishes of ordinary people. Ordinary people have free choice. We get to choose what we do. We get to use our free choice and we get to make our own mistakes and we get to suffer the consequences of our own bad choices. But too much depends on the wishes of the king or on the wishes of the president, as the case may be today. Too much is at stake because a king or a president, they have disproportionate power. And that's why, says Shlomo HaMelech in this pasuk, Hashem takes total control of their hearts and of their decisions. Hashem directs their decisions about the economy, about whether there will be a war, about whether they will choose to drop a bunker buster bomb, for example. All of these decisions are made completely by Hashem. And that's the reference to Palgei Mayim, to streams of water. Streams of water aren't free to flow wherever they choose. Streams of water can't leave their channels. They flow exactly within the riverbanks. Same with kings. They don't get to choose their decisions. They have to flow exactly within the direction assigned to them by Hashem. And that's why, says the Gemara in Brachos, Nun Hei Amud Aleph, that it's so important to daven for a good king. It's so important to daven for good leadership, for wise leadership. Because leaders are in the hands of Hashem, so we need to daven that the decisions that they make are positive and constructive. And this idea is very connected to the other pasuk that I want to explore today. And this is the last pasuk in the perek, it's pasuk Lamed Aleph. So we're looking at the first pasuk and the last pasuk of the perek today. Sus muchan leyom melchama v'la Hashem hatshua. The horse is prepared for the day of battle, but salvation is for Hashem. So although the horse is an important weapon of war, salvation is ultimately from Hashem. Horses and weaponry and bunker-busting bombs, they don't win the war. Success is only in Hashem's hands, and we should only be looking to Hashem for salvation. The Medrash Tanchuma quotes this pasuk in Mishlei in Parshas Shoftim. In Parshas Shoftim, it describes the process of preparing for battle. So it reads like this: when you go out to war against your enemies, V'ra'isa sus v'rechev, and you see horse and chariot, Am rav mimcha, a much greater nation than you, which is coming towards you in a war. Lo siro mehem, says the pasuk in the Torah. Don't be afraid of them. Ki Hashem elokecha imcha. Hashem is with you. Hamalcha me'eretz Mitzrayim, he who took you out of the land of Egypt. So Rashi points out critically over here. V'ra'isa sus v'rechev. These nouns are in singular. Sus, horse, one horse. Rechev, one chariot. They're in singular form. Because to Hashem, when you're facing an enormous army with thousands of tanks and missiles and nuclear weapons, to Hashem, it's exactly the same thing as if there would be one horse and one chariot, sus berechev. And this pasuk is followed with a lot more psukim, all offering reassurance. Don't be afraid. Hashem is accompanying you into war. They have human power. They have man-made weapons. But you have Hashem with you. The historic proof of this is the story of David and Goliath. Goliath came prepared for battle with armor, with weapons. He came prepared to fight against the Jewish people with the equivalent of thousands of missiles. And David HaMelech came with a slingshot. One slingshot. And he defeated this war giant with a slingshot. Why? Because Hashem was with him. So the pasuk in Parashat Shoftim tells us, don't look at what they have and be afraid. Don't think logically, naturally, it's not possible for us to win against them. Because you come with Hashem. And we're actually promised, the Ramban says this, that you can have total confidence that when you're fighting a Melchemes Mitzvah, and that's a war obligated by the Torah, you can have total confidence that not only will you be successful, but you won't even suffer a single casualty. But now the problem here is that there's a little bit of tension, because all this is written in context of preparing for war. All these psukim about don't be afraid because you have Hashem with you, they're in context of making the actual technical physical preparations for a battle. So if Hashem is fighting the battle and human effort is completely insignificant, why do we need to fight this battle at all? And this is a tension that we face all the time. Hashem is in control of everything, we know this. So is our input of any value at all ever? And this is a question for the realm of Parnassa when it comes to earning a living, or health, or self-defense, which has been at the forefront of our minds so much lately. Does what we do matter at all? And if not, so why is it important to make an effort? Why do we even need the slingshot? Why don't we just trust in Hashem? And this pasuk in Mishlei, Perek Chaf Aleph, pasuk Lamed Aleph, it helps us to navigate this conflict. Sus mochan liyom mochama vela Hashem hachua. Prepare the horse. You need the horse on the day of battle. That's important. But together with that effort, don't ever forget that salvation comes from Hashem. Hashem wants us to make an effort. In the psukim and Parashat Shoftim that follow the pasuk that we read, that don't be afraid because Hashem is with you, we're told you need to appoint officers. We're told you have to go through all the normal steps of preparing for war, but always keep perspective in terms of our actual role in this. The Ralbag says that you need to prepare the horses, sus mukhan la milchama, so that you can escape and you can flee from the enemy. But keep in mind, he says, that we also have a pasuk in Tehillim about horses, sheke hasus lechua. The horse can't save you. The horse is false, fake when it comes to salvation, because only Hashem can save us. And the Ralbag says, we have so many examples of history when our small army defeated a much more powerful enemy army. Think of the Purim story, think of the Hanukkah story. And since the time that the Ralbag wrote this, there are so many more examples of times when we faced massive enemies, overwhelming enemies, and yet we weren't overwhelmed by them, because ultimately weapons of war are not what count. And when Hashem is on our side, then anything is possible. But we do still have to make an effort. And the Rabbeinu Bachya discusses this in this context with examples from Tanakh. So when we left Mitzrayim, we left with arms. V'chamushim alu b'nei Yisrael. We took weapons with us. Because Hashem wants us to do everything possible in a natural way. So don't neglect that sus mukhan l'milchama. We have to do our share of hishtadlus. We have to make an effort. And he says, of course Hashem makes miracles, but these are not supposed to be the norm. Another example that he brings is the time when Noach built a teva, an ark, right? Hashem could have saved him another way, but Hashem wanted him to do everything humanly possible so that his survival should look compatible with natural survival. Rabbeinu Bachya says, we need weapons. We need an army. We need to take care of ourselves. We need to eat healthily. We need medicine when we're sick. But don't forget, on the other hand, that l'Hashem hachua, salvation is really from Hashem. And the concept in this pasuk is applicable and relevant in so many areas of our lives, where we have to find a balance between davening and effort and faith and self-confidence. We need to believe in ourselves, that we have the confidence to do the things that we need to do. But then this confidence has to be followed with more faith and with surrender of self. We do our bit, we hold tight, we daven more. So this is a particularly powerful pasuk for our times, for all times, and also for our times. Thank you for learning together in the merit for Refuah Shleimah for Yonina Simmer Bas Daphna Hinder and all the wounded members of Tzahal amongst all those who are ill in Klal Yisrael. sponsored by Nina and Chaim Schenker.